Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Words on Wednesday by me, Karina. And today we'll be talking about resolutions, and especially like New Year's resolutions. And I just want to talk about my journey, about my experience, because last year for the first time I created a vision board, like really intentional. I was ready to be like, okay, this is what I want to achieve this year. And I even like dreamt big and put it on, and I was like, okay, maybe it's not going to happen soon, but I had faith and it ended up happening, so wait for that. But I just want to talk about that it's so easy to measure our success and measure our year and measure our goals with other people, so that we are adapting to the world standards of success of what we want to achieve. If it's something simple as simply just having a healthy thing to eat every single day, that you put something into your diet, that's a huge resolution for some people, and it doesn't need to be making a five-figure or six-figure income in a year. So I'm just talking about that it's not about us measuring ourselves and measuring on where we want to go, because other people show us that's where you're supposed to be, like reach six figures before you're 25, or I don't know, get engaged, get married before you get 30, have your first kid, whatever it is. Like, the world puts so much pressure on us, and society also. But what I love is that we can be assured, and that we can have the peace in God and know, okay, we don't need to be troubled, we don't need to be faced by all those changes and everything, every trend going up and down. Like, the world is constantly changing, but there is one God who never changes. And I just love that we have the certainty that we have this peace, and that we can really be rooted in this peace and know that we don't need to be afraid, that we don't need to think of, okay, what shall we eat or what shall we drink, because it's in the Bible, in Matthew's. It also says, like, neither do the birds reap or sow, yet your heavenly Father still cares for them. And how much more value are you, because we are his creation. We are made in his image, and we are so beloved, and we are so loved, and we are chosen. I just want to talk about my experience for like creating a vision board for the first time. And last year, so I sat down and my New Year's resolutions, and I was like, okay, what do I want to do? But I was like, the focus, it was all built around God. So I wasn't like, okay, what do I want to achieve, and what do, like, how much money do I want to make, where do I want to work, just for my own sake. But I built it all around, okay, where does God want to send me? Is there something that God wants to use me for? So I started to put things on my vision board. I can look at it right now. It's still hanging up, but I created a new one yesterday, so it will be printed and be here in a few days. But I can look at it, and I was like putting in the center, I was putting the Bible, I was putting Jesus, I was really putting him into the middle, because this is what my like goal was, to really focus on God and really have a God-filled and faith-filled year, which is really led by God, and that I don't need to be afraid or faced of anything, and everything around it will fall into place eventually. But I was like, okay, I put it on, and then I put traveling on it, I put a beach on it, I put like cities on it, and a plane on it, and the brands that I want to work with. But also in the bottom right corner, I put my education in it, because I'm also studying social work. I was also like, okay, I want to ace all my exams, I want to be productive, I want to learn, I want to educate myself. I put books on there as well, because I wanted to read more. And these are not just things, okay, I want to achieve this and I have to do this and this for this, but it's like, okay, I want to improve, I want to really evolve to this, I want to educate myself, I want to sit myself down and read more books, I want to sit myself down and study so that I can ace my exams, I don't want to be lazy. And I'll even like put working out and my diet even on it, because for a long, long time I've been struggling with binge eating, and not many know this, but the time I was living in Canada was a really tough time, because it was also really cold, I was so far away from home, and being in Canada wasn't even my plan. I wanted to go back to Germany after London, but God sent me to Canada, and I was like, okay, God, you say, and I'll go. So I went and lived in Canada for a half a year, and then the pandemic started. And looking back now, I'm grateful I did, because I learned many things. I've of course been also through dark times and spiritual warfare, definitely, but it has taught me so much. And yeah, I got out of the binge eating rut last year, so that I'm now making healthy food choices. I'm not really like emotionally eating or not eating or irregularly eating. Yeah, irregularly, tongue breaker, regularly eating, but I really focus on having a healthy nutrition, and I enjoy and I delight in eating healthy stuff. I delight in cooking healthy stuff. I delight in cooking, especially plant-based meals, because I just love it. So I put this on my vision board also, and also working out. And it was like, okay, what do I want to do long-term? It's not just for the new year, but it's for my whole life. So it's not just, okay, it's for this year, 2022, and I'll do this and I achieve this, and then it's like checked off, you know. But no, I was like, okay, I want to change my life. I want to change my lifestyle, not for like myself, but for my health, my body, because the word of God says that our body is the temple of God. And if it's our temple, we shall do everything to his glory. If it's eat or drink or work, whatever we do it all for his glory. And I was like, okay, I want to treat my body as the temple that it is, because it is a temple and it's supposed to flourish. It's supposed to be nourished the right way. It's supposed to be active and healthy from the inside out. And yeah, so I put this on and really with the focus, okay, I want to commit, I want to do this. But then I also put some money things on there, like I attract money. Not that it's like a manifesting thing, because I don't believe in that, because it's just all prayer, it's all giving to God. But it really, this was my focus, a new era of me, and also financially, and yeah, just being the energy, and I want to attract, but not attraction again. I need to create my own quotes, I think, because yeah, but it's about being the light that you want to be and the light that you see in Jesus Christ, that you want to reflect this. And this was my focus. And really this year, like last year, 2022, has really showed me that God is so good, and he filled me with so much joy that I can shine his light out. And I also put healing on it. And as I said in the previous episode, there was a lot of healing that had to happen, and it happened the past year. So it was all about proving myself, improving my life, improving my lifestyle, and changing myself for the better for a long term, not for a short term resolution. But I of course also put modeling clients on it that I really wanted to work with. For example, I put a Vogue cover on it. It was a German Vogue cover. I put the Nike sign, like Zalando, and everything I put it on, and also with acting. But the other thing is mind-blowing and crazy, because they've all come true. I also put cities on it, like I wanted to put Toronto on it, but I didn't have a picture of Toronto downtown, so from the high building, so I took one of New York, because Toronto was like little New York, and I wanted to go back because I wanted to go to the Maverick City concert. And I went, and I put New York on it, not thinking that I would go to New York, because I've never been in America, just North America, of course, of Toronto. But yeah, so basically then something spontaneously opened up, and I went to New York with a friend, and it was really one of the best times of our lives, and we had so much fun and joy. But it's also been very mind-blowing for me, because as I put all the clients on that board, not only did I receive a message on my flight to New York, because we had Wi-Fi, that I got optioned for a job for British Vogue x Nike, and I was like, pinch me please. Like, what a cliche is it to be over the clouds of New York before landing and already receiving the biggest opportunity and the biggest job of your life. New York in general has just been so mind-blowing and so beautiful, because God opened up doors that I didn't even think of or expected. I didn't even put them on my vision board. So I had meetings while I was in New York and made new friends, had amazing shoots. And yeah, it was just so beautiful. Also really nice conversations with my friend, which is also a really crazy story, because I just really know her since July, and then in October we went to New York together, so we were fully committed. Like, it just clicked straight away with us, so that's amazing when God put people together, and I was just so grateful that she's in my life. So shout out to Yasmina, I love you very, very much, and thank you for all the memories we are making. And yeah, so it was so crazy, because I didn't even put this on the vision board. It even exceeded my expectations of what I'm going to achieve this year, what I'm going to work for this year. And this only happened because I let God have to like time and space for it. But it's just like, of course you have to still be active. You're not like, okay, our God will handle it, God will do this, oh, God will do this for me. If he did it for her, he will do it for me. Yes, he will, But if you are not praying for it and becoming active, because you have to take every single step yourself, it's like when you pray for something, you can pray for something, but then you also have to put in the action so that God can work through it and open the doors, and you have to walk through those doors and have to open them, like God opens them, but still you have to walk through them and then see the opportunity and really be there. I think there was one thing a woman said, it was when you're praying to catch the bus, you're not just praying to catch the bus, but you are praying to catch the bus, but then you also run because you want to catch the bus. And that's the thing, you cannot just pray, okay, I'll need to catch the bus, and then you're just walking slowly and you're like strolling, because of course you're not putting in the work, like God will make it possible, but then you are not putting the effort in. And it's like this with every single area of your life, and this was what it was like for me with my vision board. Like, of course I also put it all up and I put it on my bed, and I think also subconsciously I was always reminded and I was always reflecting and saw what already happened, and I was just so amazed by it and always prayed and brought it before God, or things were not happening, or if I was in a dark place or in a sad place, I was bringing it before God at all times. So I became active, and this year has really been so crazy, but it really showed me that it's not just about, okay, what do I want to achieve, what do I want to get, what do I want to gain out of it, but it's like, okay, where does God want to send me to, what does God want to do through me? Because this year, like 2022, I always say this year, it's 2023, but last year, 2022, I also started this podcast, and it wasn't even on my mind to start a podcast at all, but God really sent me people into my life that didn't even know me and said, oh, you should really start a podcast, you should really start a podcast. And before that, God also like told it to me in prayer, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not so sure if I should do it, if I'm wise enough, if my words are good enough, you know, like I had all those doubts and all those thoughts, as everyone did. When God appoints you, you always have this fear and are afraid of failing, but it really is to just jump in and don't be afraid of failing, because everything that is spirit led is beautiful and is really from God, and I just trusted him. So I started this podcast and I just see how it's growing and how God really, yeah, blesses this and blesses what I'm doing, but also the people that I'm surrounding myself with, that people that are texting me and writing me messages towards my episodes, which really move them or really help them in a way. And I'm just like, okay, that's so beautiful, because that's what I want to do. I want to be light. I want to bring light into situations, and I want to bring and share love to every single one out there and bring the good news of Jesus Christ to every single one out there. And it's just that it's so beautiful, because I didn't even think of it, that I would ever start a podcast, and it also happened this year. But it all happened because I put God in the center of my vision board. This was my main resolution, to be closer to God, to become closer, to really see him, to hear him, to seek him in every single area of my life, and really commit and obey him in every single area, but also submit to him and really praise him and honor him with everything that I have, also my finances. So I was also tithing. Like, tithing and offering is worshiping God with your finances also, because he has given you everything in the first place, and only a tithe you give back. Like, only a tithe is like a tenth of what you're earning and receiving, and it just shows that you really honor God with everything that you have. So I started to honor God with everything that I have. Like, I've been tithing for years already. I started in 2018 when I first earned money, but I just see that really this obedience and honoring God with my finances has elevated me. And in Malachi 6 also written that you can test God, that you can test him and see if you're tithing and offering, and see that he will open up the floodgates of heaven. And I can approve of this, and I can just say that I'm a walking testimony of it, because many know my story, and God just blesses me so much with everything that I can do. And as I said in a previous episode, this year I can make 5 figures, and this is something absolutely crazy that I never even thought of I was capable of doing. And it's just so beautiful to see how God really blesses your obedience and blesses your trust. And that's why it was so important for me to put God into the center of my vision board, into the center of my resolution for 2022. And this is what I wanted to share, so that you, if you are stepping into the next year, that you're not measuring yourself on the standards of the world, and that you're not adapting to the standards of the world, but that you really trust and listen to what God wants to tell you and what God wants to send you, that you'll be open to it. And of course you can share your dreams, because I shared my dreams with Vogue and traveling and all of that, and I traveled more this year than ever before. And I also got into the Vogue editorial, and I was able to make new friends and really share the light. So it was not only about the job and about being on set and being there, but really having quality conversations, and really not just being there and then be gone, you know, but that friendships were formed, the conversations were held, which is so valuable. So it wasn't only about the job, but it was, okay, God, I want to be your light. And I want to shine it out bright. And that's what I did. And because God was my center, and that's the same for 2023, he's still my center. He's always my center, and everything else shall be added. Because it also says in Matthew, first seek the kingdom and all will be added. So it's the same. Like, really, God blesses your obedience. God blesses you. And I really have to tell you that you shall not measure your resolutions or your new year goals, like, with other people or what other people are saying, but really listen to where God wants to send you, because we are all on a different journey. We're all on a different journey, and we do not need to be afraid of not catching up, because we are running our own race. We are on our own path, and we sometimes don't even have to get to the things other people are doing or achieving, but we have a different path, and it's to set us apart. We all have our story, we all have our testimony, and we all have the love of God within us and the light within us that we shine out into different areas. It's just really being committed and really, yeah, being loving and kind and shining out your light and really putting God into the center, because this is what got me where I am right now. And of course, with the things happening, there's also a lot of responsibility. I also have to say this, there's a lot of responsibility. It's not just, okay, I'm so free, I like don't care, but there's a lot of responsibility as well as here. There's a lot of responsibility with me in leading the podcast and telling you about my life and my story and about God. Not just do it for my own sake, but really doing it for God. And this is so important, because there's responsibility coming with everything, and it's just not reckless, like doing anything and everything, but really like being led by God and in his wisdom, which is the most important, and in his spirit. So yeah, what I wanted to share in general was just like, when you are creating your resolutions, really look at what God wants to do in you. Seek the word, read the Bible. It says our body is a temple of God, so it means that we shall nourish it like a temple, that we shall treat it like a temple, that we shall look after it, that it's healthy. But then not only this, but also what our eyes are seeing, because the word also says in Matthew's, when your eyes are healthy, your body will be healthy and your body will be filled with light. So it means also like not binge watching a lot of crap, because it actually robs you of your creativity, it robs you of time. If it's not pleasing God, then we shall look that it really gets cut out, because with everything that we do, whether we eat or drink, we shall do it to the glory of God. Yeah. So basically, that's the main resolution that you shall have, really, to be healthy, to be the light, and have healthy eyes, a healthy body, body filled with light. But most importantly, know that your body is a temple, that you're beautifully and wonderfully created, and that you can treat yourself like the temple, that you can treat yourself like the beautiful creation that you are, and that this is the main point. And everything else, if you seek the kingdom first of God, shall be added to you. So whatever your goals are, if your intention is not just your own gain for it, and really reflecting God and being the light, I'm so sure that he will open up the paths for you and make straight the paths to get to your goal, to get to the door, to get to the person. I don't know what it is. You know what it is. And yeah, I just wanted to share that. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I bless you, send you the blessings of Jesus Christ, and have an amazing second week of 2023. See you next time.